There's a story, a Zen story, that we often tell on the first day of the meditation class. And we mention the chances of a blind turtle swimming in an ocean finding a log with a hole big enough to crawl through and rest on the log. And we tell people the fact that you're here, that you're human, and that you're in this room, and you found us, and you're meditating. It's really a wonderful thing. It's like that turtle finding the log. And as I was reflecting on the path that took me here, right now, wearing this with you today, I said, I feel like a barnacle in the ocean that found the turtle, that found the log. the amount of events that had to happen, I was actually a little dizzying. And as Sunam mentioned, it started in 2012 when our beloved teacher fell in love and moved to California. And Samusinim was establishing the New York Temple, but he came to Chicago for the summer and he started a practice group of meditation. And he met with the practice group, and then when he left, he put, I think, me and Sushumin Sanban in charge. And then that became clear quickly that that wasn't going to logistically happen very well because we needed people on the door. So he said, well, no worry, you're in charge. And I think it was just because I knew the great compassion to Ronnie at that point. It was the only person who did, one of them. And then a couple weeks later, I was on my honeymoon in Hawaii, and the phone rang, and Sunam said, well, this means you'll be joining seminary. And I said, okay. And so I started off really as a Dharma student, right? I was just keeping the cushion warm until somebody who knew what they were doing would come along and take over. And I sort of backed into it, but in the meantime, I started giving talks and doing services and teaching meditation and shoveling snow and all the things that help the temple run. And as I was doing it, I started to realize that I was the happiest I'd ever been in my life. And that the more it helped, the happier I became. And the happier I became, the more helpful I was able to be. And I think it's the seventh Dharma gate of the Spring Wind Sangha, right, that talks about Dharma sun begins to shine in our everyday life. The wheel of Dharma turns, we are blessed by its turning. So I sort of looked up, and actually I think it was just a couple months ago that I said, oh my gosh, I'm a Dharma student, for real. But I couldn't have done it without a lot of people. And so I'd like to express my gratitude first to my husband Dan, who's not just understanding, but actively supportive and putting up with the nights and the weekends and the 5 days of silence. And he's actually actively supportive and proud. One of the reasons I fell in love with him is he had a bigger Buddhist bookshelf than I did. So he's an inspiration. And then, again, the Sangha members from all of our temples practice. It's a family that I never had, and practicing with you every year gives me energy and happiness to take back to Chicago. So thank you. And the Chicago Sangha, and especially my partner in training, Sushin Bob, we're a great team. It's wonderfully marvelous. And I have fallen down and almost given up so many times, and I just come back. And I don't know if you know this, but you pick me up every time. So thank you. And then to all of the teachers that came before us, left sort of footsteps in the snow so we don't get lost. But especially Sanha, who taught me how to meditate. And Doan Sunim, who by example showed me how to love meditation. And Kohei and Haju, who have been so incredibly supportive and helpful in Chicago and for me. And and Sam Sunim. I actually can't even express my incredible respect for your love for the world, your sense of humor, and your wisdom. And as we found out this last week, his simple teachings can just break your heart right open with one word. And he inspires me every day. I don't have words to say thank you, and so I just do what I can to serve, happily. I'm incredibly humbled and grateful to find myself in this position, to have found the turtle and found the log, and to find myself in the position of passing on the teachings of this tradition and of Buddhism more generally, because I'm deeply convinced that Buddhism offers, and not just deeply convinced, but I know this personally, almost on a cellular level, that Buddhism offers hope and healing for a sick and anxious, but oh so beautiful world.